Charlotte-Mecklenburg school board members are considering a budget for next year that includes $4.4 million to hire 60 additional school counselors, social workers, and psychologists. This comes after the school shootings in Parkland, Florida. If the funding is approved, CMS will still be a long way from meeting the required number of health professionals the CDC recommends for schools. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn takes a look at the demand for school health care workers and the challenges they face.
It's lunchtime at Cochran Collegiate Academy, a Title I school of over 1,000 6th through 12th grade students just off the plaza in Northeast Charlotte.
Hey, boo.
The school's social worker, Candace Brown, gets stopped repeatedly by students as she walks around the cafeteria.
Hey. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Brown talks to the student about his attendance. She gets a hug from a student, sits and talks to a pregnant teen about free medical care, and talks to another about a health condition.
Good. So did you get your medicine?
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking all your medicine? I mean all.
Mm-hmm.
Brown sees 200 to 300 students a week in her office. She says she not only tries to help students, but entire families.
A major role of our duty is setting out those fires, an eviction, family death, mom lost job, then students that are just going through emotionally, socially, emotional issues. So whenever we have a baby up in front crying, something's going on at home, it's trickled down. I had a thought, I had a feeling, some type of way we handle those.
Brown says her biggest challenge is absenteeism. Some of the students move a lot, making it hard for Brown to track them. Her office is filled with food packets for students who need it. She has hygiene products, a closet of coats, and on this day, she found rubber bands to fix a homeless student's hair who was bullied because of her appearance.
A lot of our students have instability within the homes. I believe the recommendation is from every one social worker, 250 students. At this current population, I'm one social worker with a school of over 1,000.
That ratio will improve if CMS Superintendent Clayton Wilcox gets his way.
We're looking at trying to add almost 60 positions. About 30 of them are guidance counselors, about 20 social workers, and then 10 psychologists. The ratio for social workers today is 1 to 250, and yet our ratio right now is 1 to 2,119.
For school psychologists, the CDC calls for one for every 750 students, but 43% of CMS schools have enrollments larger than that. Most psychologists serve two or more schools. Cochran psychologist Donna Smith-Hogan serves two middle schools and two high schools. She comes to Cochran twice a week.
A lot of the stuff that I see are anxiety issues, depression issues, thoughts of self-harm, even suicidal ideation. It's complicated by factors such as poverty and then students' exposure to stressors and trauma. Our students have histories that include physical and sexual abuse, neglect, exposure to violence, substance use in the household.
All of which affects their ability to succeed academically. Smith-Hogan says about 25% of Cochran students need psychiatric care. Cochran does have a school therapist, a part-time counselor, and some students are referred to outside agencies. This helps Smith-Hogan, who says she can only spend about 20% of her time treating students because school psychologists spend a lot of time on special education eligibility testing.
I've encountered school administrators that only see school psychologists as testers.
Melissa Reeves is a Winthrop University professor and past president of the National Association of School Psychologists.
Our frustration is we have a lot of skill sets to be more proactive, and we don't have any time left over to provide the direct service to students or consultation with teachers around mental health and behavioral challenges that they see in the classroom.
Reeves says over the past 5 years, she's seen more depression and anxiety in students. She blames increased academic demands, family problems, and social media bullying, and says it's resulting in more suicide attempts.
There is what they call a South Carolina, North Carolina Youth Risk Behavior Survey, and the 2017 data is showing that 16% of North Carolina students and 17% of South Carolina high school students have actually made a plan to attempt suicide.
The state's most recent health report card found that 1 in 10 North Carolina high school students attempted suicide. Governor Roy Cooper is asking the General Assembly to provide $40 million to pay for 500 additional school nurses, psychologists, social workers, and counselors. State Representative Craig Horn, who co-chairs the Education Committee, says school safety and student health care are at the top of their priority list.
I've never seen it this much interest in providing mental health and counseling services to kids. The challenge is, where's the money coming from?
Many health and education experts say CMS is moving in the right direction by requesting more funds for health professionals, but they say it's far from what's needed at low and high income schools. Melissa Reeves says if schools had more psychologists, students could receive needed preventative care, and incidents like the fatal school shootings in Parkland, Florida could possibly be avoided.
Many times, unfortunately, our skill set is not brought in until a student is already struggling. And if we could have more of us and not be spread so thin amongst so many different schools, there's so many things we could do more proactively to prevent students, you know, from needing more intensive support.
A lot of attention is focused locally and statewide on additional funding to make school buildings more secure. But Reeves says it doesn't matter how many police are hired or cameras, metal detectors, and door locks installed. If students' mental health needs are not met, schools will not be safe. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.